And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hoping you're having a great day out there. Currently 35 degrees. Expecting a high in the mid-50s for today. So anything that may be a little slick out there today should melt off in full today. My ramp, probably excluding that. That thing never melts, it seems like. And joining us this morning here from Roosevelt Middle School, we have the principal, Luke Clare. And, sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, it's good to have you here in studio. Just going to talk about a few things going on over at RMS. And we'll talk about school starting up again here. But just for the kind of just kind of give us kind of an update of what happened the first part of the year. It seems like things went really well over there to start the first semester of the school year.
Yeah, we had a great first semester. I got a great group of teachers that work for us and work for our kids in the building. They've done a great job of getting our kids kind of acclimated going back to school. We got a great group of students there. Our kids have been pretty involved with activities, and we got a lot of really good things going on. So I was really happy with the way this first semester went and looking forward to having a really good second semester and finishing out the year strong.
And another thing you were talking about is some really good things going on. One of the things that's going on over at the school and also behind the school itself, got some construction going on. Of course, there was the new gyms being built and a few other things going on. Just kind of give us an update on that and what construction is going on over at RMS.
Well, we actually got projects going on at RMS and at Field Kinley. At RMS, we got a couple of things going on that we're really excited for. We're building a new office and a new safe and secure entrance to our building. Back in November, we relocated our two main offices down to the first floor. So it's been kind of chaotic a little bit because myself, our assistant principal, and our two secretaries have kind of commandeered the choir room, and we're all in there together. And then we're taking a couple of classrooms and turning those into our new office and our new entry to make it a lot safer for our students and our staff. And this is going to be a project that's really going to benefit all of our kids. Then the other thing that we're really excited about is north of our food service center, we're building a new gym, which will be used primarily for our PE classes, and we'll also be able to use it for volleyball and basketball practices. If you haven't had a chance, drive by there. They got the skeleton or the frame of the building erected, and progress is going really well. Then along with that, they're kind of doing the same things over at the high school. Relocated the offices, building a safe and secure entrance there. And then there's quite a bit of work going on in the Field Kinley gym. They're installing an elevator to make the upper level handicap accessible, relocating our store NATO and concession stand areas up into the mezzanine area. So a lot of really neat things going on. One of the things that'll change both for Field Kinley activities and RMS activities, in the past, we've primarily had all of our spectators for basketball and wrestling events enter in on the north side of the building in between Ice Field and the high school gym. Because of the construction and the parking lot no longer being available behind the high school, our entrances to athletic events will be on the southwest entrance of the gym, so on the south side. Part of this project, there's also been a new parking lot constructed in front of Field Kinley, so spectators will be able to park in front of Field Kinley and enter in on the southwest side, and that'll pertain to both RMS and Field Kinley activities as construction continues this spring.
So it'll be the side that faces 8th Street, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you'll be able to park there and just walk over there. And plus, the student parking will be open as well for games, correct?
Yes. Over by the Votech mm-hmm. building. Then there will also be parking available on Cherokee Street east of Roosevelt. That's a pretty short walk. And mm-hmm. then, of course, pretty easy access if you park out in front of both buildings on 8th Street to walk right in the front of the building. But because of staging and things like that, that parking lot that sat behind the gym at Field Kinley is no longer available.
Right.
So there's just no parking behind the high school anymore. So it's just going to be a lot easier for our patrons and our fans to use that south entrance to get into the gym.
And I mean, and even then for games, it was hard to kind of get in there anyway because it was kind of a small area. So, but now all this part, and you got the new parking out front of the auditorium, which was definitely needed because again, there was really hardly anybody. There was hardly anywhere to park for people that were maybe visiting the school that day.
Yeah. And this is going to be, I think all of these projects we got going on are, once we get them finished, they're not only going to benefit our students, but they're going to benefit the community. So we're really excited that we have this opportunity to get these things done.
And the other good thing is with that new gym being built, now the kids from middle school, they won't have to go like to the elementary school or something like that for like practices and or spillover games. They'll have their own gym now, correct?
Correct. And we're really looking forward to that. One of the challenges for us is obviously here in Coffeyville's gym space. And unfortunately, down at the middle school level, because of gym space, we have to have tryouts during basketball season, and we have to limit the amount of kids that we have going out. But we're looking forward to next year. We probably won't do tryouts. We'll just, however many kids want to come out, we'll get them out there. And if we have to hire more coaches to coach all of those kids, I hope we have that problem. I hope we
have 15
kids playing basketball, and it'll really help our kids out and give them opportunities that they didn't have before.
Okay, absolutely. It's a great problem to have if you get more kids to come out. That's always a great problem to have. Now, of course, school is not starting yet. It starts tomorrow. School starts tomorrow for USD 445. So what are kind of the few things that everybody can look forward to for the second semester of the year?
Well, for us, we have boys basketball going on at RMS. They'll play their first game actually on Thursday. They're on the road over at Parsons. Our first home game will be on the 13th. We'll play those games at Field Kinley. We also host a tournament on the 15th of the month. Our 8th grade teams will be playing at Field Kinley, and our 7th grade teams will be playing over at Community Elementary School. For us, academically, for our 8th graders, this is our big push to get them ready to take that next step over into high school. For our teachers and our students, the spring semester means assessment season for us. We're going to be pretty busy with state assessments and just kind of working on getting our kids ready to take that next step and move on to next year. So we're pretty excited about the things we got going on.
And I know if I was a middle school student, I know when I lived in OKC, going from one school completely to the different one, you know, say it could be across town or something like that. Having the middle school and the high school next to each other, that's kind of really important because that means you're going to school basically in the same area. Is that not correct?
Yeah, and you know what it allows us to do. One of the things that's really great about RMS is we are able to offer about 18 elective choices for our 7th and 8th graders. And a lot of that is because we share staff with Field Kinley. So we're able to offer a lot more choices for our kids that wouldn't be possible if we had a separate campus across town, things like that. So I have about 17 full-time teachers in my building, but I share 8 teachers with the high school. So, I mean, we're able to offer some ag classes, forensics and debate, theater, things like that that, you know, not a lot of middle schools are able to offer for their kids because we share that staff with the high school. We send kids over to the high school for classes. Our Our upper-level math kids will go over there to take algebra with a high school algebra teacher. We send kids over there for business essentials classes, introduction to health careers. Our Project Lead the Way class is taught by Brendan Murdoch over at the high school. So it works out really well for our students that we're just right by one another. They're familiar with the campus, the layout. So it makes transition from middle school to high school pretty seamless for our kids.
And I know this pertains a little more to the high school, but you guys have a great working relationship with Coffeyville Community College, do you not? You guys do a lot of work together, do you not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the partnership we have with the community college and the VOTEC is great. I spent 4 years over at the high school as the assistant principal, and you know, it's just a real asset for our students that they have those opportunities available. There's a lot of students in the state of Kansas that don't have these opportunities that our kids have the opportunity to do here in Coffeyville.
Yeah, I remember talking to Dr. Carell one time. He said a lot of times kids that are like juniors and seniors in high school that get to do a lot of the VOTEC at the community college, they can get a lot of their college credits knocked out of the way while they're still in high school.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had kids when I was over at the high school that they will have their certification to be a welder or anything that was offered over at the VOTEC right when they graduate. And that provides them a lot of opportunities, a lot of choices when they graduate that wouldn't be possible without that.
Absolutely. So, again, a lot of great things going on over there at RMS and FKHS. And, sir, if anybody has any questions maybe about maybe the construction projects that are going on over the schools or anything else they would like to ask about what's going on over there, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, we post a lot of information on our district Facebook pages at the Coffeyville Public Schools site. Field Kinley has their own page. We have the RMS page. We push out a lot of information via social media. They can also contact the district offices or contact any of the buildings. If people have questions, we welcome the opportunity to answer those and let them know about all the great things we got going on here at Coffeyville Public Schools.
All right. Well, sir, thank you so much for coming in today. Luke Clare, the principal at Roosevelt Middle School, I appreciate you coming in today, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have news coming up at the top of the hour, so keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.